And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of September, 2017. 1900, on this day in Winnemucca, Nevada, Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, committed their first robbery. They got $32,640 from the First National Bank. They robbed it at midday, and as they fled, they dropped a sack of gold by a creek, and they had to go back and retrieve it. It's the birthday of the essayist Roger Angel, born New York City, 1920, known for his essays about baseball. He said, "It is foolish and childish on the face of it to care so much about a professional sports team, but," he says, "it's the business of caring, caring deeply and passionately, really caring, which is a capacity or an emotion that has almost gone out of our lives. It no longer matters so much what the caring is about, how frail or foolish is the object of that concern, as long as the feeling itself can be saved." Roger Angel wrote an essay a few years back about getting older called "This Old Man," in which he said, "We're invisible, honored, respected, even loved, but not quite worth listening to anymore. You've had your turn, Pops. Now it's ours." And it's the birthday of the pathologist Elizabeth Stern Shankman, born in Cobalt, Canada, 1915, one of the first scientists specializing in cytopathology, the study of diseased cells. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall from Spring Glen Grammar School. "For weeks we learned the alphabet, practicing it, reciting in unison sing-song, printing letters in block capitals on paper with wide blue lines, responding out loud to flashcards. Then she said, 'Tomorrow you'll learn to read. Miss Stephanie Ford wrote on the blackboard in large square letters, THAT. That," she said, gesticulating with her wooden pointer, "is that." Each year began in September with a new room and a new teacher. I started with Stephanie Ford, then Miss Flint, Miss Gold, Miss Sudell, whom I loved, Miss Stroker, Miss Fame, Miss Pekoski. I was announcer at assemblies. I was elected class president, not because I was popular, but because I was polite to grown-ups, spoke distinctly, held my hand straight down at my sides, and kept my shirt tucked in. I was presidential. 8 years in this rectangular brick of the 1930s. If I survive to be 80, this box will contain the tithe of a long life. In the glass case, Terra is miniature, tiny snails and mosses, wooden houses with sidewalks, small trees, and Spring Glen Grammar School. See? Pupils gather around a boy in black knickers who shoots an agate, kneeling in the circle. A poem by Donald Hall, Spring Glen Grammar School, from his Selected Poems, 1946 to 2006, published by Houghton Mifflin, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.